Miss Westcott. What you ask is impossible. I cannot release your aunt.
But there's nothing wrong with her. There's no reason for her to be locked up in your... whatever you call this place.
It's a rest home, Miss Westcott. No. The finest in the East. Our patients have every comfort, every care.
Maybe. And if they're ill, maybe that's what they need. But not my aunt. There's nothing wrong with her. She's a wealthy woman, and her family had her put here so that they could get her money.
I'm sorry. Well, that may be so, but your aunt has never said she was unhappy here. Never asked to be released. Apparently, she's quite content. The only person making trouble, as far as I can see, is you. Oh, excuse me. Yes? Yes, I'll see him. Send him right in. I'm sorry, Miss Westcott. I'll have to ask you to leave. To leave this building and these grounds. I have an appointment with my chief assistant.
With your chief guard, you mean? I've seen the way he treats Aunt Alice. Mr. Ward, believe me, I'm going to do something about this place and about you.
Ah, you got company, I see.
Miss Westcott was just leaving. Good day, my dear. We'll keep you informed as to your aunt's condition.
There'll be an improvement in that condition with her out of here, and I'm going to see to it that she does get out. I promise you that. I promised that to Aunt Alice. And what's just as important, I promised that to myself.
She's really got a beef, ain't she, boss?
She thinks she has. Durant, I sent for you because there have been complaints about your tactics. You're a little too rough with our guests.
Guests? Stop kidding. You know, I've been meaning for you and I to have a talk, Ward, and this is as good a time as any.
Oh?
You got a good racket here. I want in on it.
Racket?
Don't raise your eyebrows at me. I work here. That kindly little kisser of yours and your pretty snow white hair don't fool me. This joint's practically a prison for people whose families want them out of the way. You ain't such a nice character as you look, Ward.
Well, that does call for a little talk between you and me, Al. Shall we say this evening?